With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Oregon Supreme Court is delaying a decision about whether former President Trump's name should appear on the primary election ballot in that state. Oregon Supreme Court won't hear the case because the U.S. Supreme Court is considering a similar case out of Colorado, and it would resolve the same issues. The court is allowing the five claimants to bring additional petitions that are not decided by the U.S. Supreme Court in their efforts to keep President Trump off the ballot. U.S. military carries out another strike on a Houthi-controlled site in Yemen. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The target was a radar site that was putting commercial vessels in the Red Sea at risk. It followed a first day of strikes that hit 28 locations and struck more than 60 targets. U.N. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield telling the Security Council,
the aim of these strikes was to disrupt and degrade the Houthis' ability to continue their reckless attacks against vessels and commercial shipping in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden.
The Houthis have vowed to retaliate. They maintain their attacks on shipping are a response to Israel's war against Hamas, though they frequently targeted vessels with tenuous or no clear links to Israel. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is urging Texans to prepare now for the upcoming cold weather expected in the state later this weekend. Abbott and several agency heads held a press conference Friday, assuring residents the power grid is ready and crews are prepared to respond quickly to any emergencies. In 2021, the Texas power grid could not keep up with demand during an Arctic blast. Many Texans lost power for days amid single-digit temperatures. Taxpayers paying off more student loans. The Biden administration canceling the debt for those who got loans of under $12,000 within the past 10 years. This is SRN News. Congress is working on a pro-life bill.
It's called the Pregnant Students Rights Act, and it would provide women on college campuses with life-affirming information. The measure has passed through the House Committee on Education and the Workforce and is waiting for a floor vote. Pro-life groups are cheering. SBA Pro-Life America says, quote, women should never feel pressure to abort their child for fear that they will not have the support they need to pursue higher education. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legislation addressing transgenderism will be in play across the nation this year. South Carolina, one of the few southern states without a ban on sex change operations on kids, a House committee has voted to send a ban to the House floor. The bill would also prevent Medicaid from covering those procedures for anybody under the age of 26. In Oklahoma, two measures remain active from last year that target sex change operations for adults. This is SRN News. Good news from Delta Airlines.
The airline says it closed 2023 strong and expects another good year in 2024. Although shares fell because Delta trimmed a forecast for full year 2024 earnings. The airline earned $2 billion in the fourth quarter, and revenue for all of last year was a record. The airline is feeling flush, so it's ordering more planes. Delta says it will buy 20 Airbus A350s for international service and take options to get 20 more. John Scott reporting.
After getting slammed by pro-Hamas supporters and Democrats, the White House is defending recent U.S.-led military strikes against the Houthi rebels in Yemen. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that the terrorist instigated the airstrikes by continuing attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea. Officials say the attacks hit over a dozen targets in Yemen, including radar systems and drone storage. More details at SRNnews.com.